for a very long time, it has felt like if you wanted to get ahead around here, you had to get into real estate. It's been it's a spinoff industry that everybody was investing in, no matter what their day jobs were. Well, could that be changing? Our Scott Shantz has been looking into that this morning and joins us now. Hi, Scott.
Hi. Yeah, it seems like that, doesn't it? That everybody has just been scrambling. The only way to generate wealth is through real estate. You know, we hear it's just been the way that it's been, right, for like 10 years. Well, Bethany Lindsay, she's a reporter with the Investigative Journalism Foundation, and she shared a story with me about an investigation that she is doing about how this is not necessarily the case, and unfortunately, people are starting to get, I don't want to say duped, but maybe taken advantage of. It has to do with some online spreading and marketing. And I started just by asking her, tell me about this investigative journalism piece that you are working on.
Okay, yeah. So this was actually something that my editor noticed on Facebook. He kept getting all these ads to invest in real estate development companies. In particular, there was one BC company called the Sintera Group that was advertising 15% annual returns if you invest in their real estate development projects. And my editor said, huh, like, how can you advertise that high of a return? Is this legit? Are they breaking any rules? Can you look into it? So I started looking into it. And basically what I found was a whole bunch of companies across Canada doing real estate development, taking advantage of a piece of legislation that was made to help startups raise money, but now it's being used mainly by real estate companies promising these big returns to unsophisticated investors who are probably not going to read the fine print and find out that those 15% returns aren't really guaranteed.
Yeah, and I feel like it's almost like low-hanging fruit, because who is not intrigued by the housing market, right? Especially here in BC. Like, if anything is going to get you 15% return, it's got to be housing, right? Because we've all sort of heard these stories about how people have generated so much wealth there, and we hear those stories and people want a piece of that.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, one of the experts I talked to said, you know, so many of us are completely shut out of the housing market. Like, I know I am. You can't afford to buy a house. You can't afford to make those huge gains that people, you know, who got into the housing market much earlier have been able to see. And so this is kind of an opportunity to get some of those returns. But the issue is, you know, over the past few years, because of the pandemic, because of changing interest rates, you know, it's not as guaranteed as you would think it is. And so this company that I was looking into, the Sintera Group, you know, they've got all these projects in the Kelowna area, in Langford on the island, and for various reasons, they've been just hugely delayed. And so people who got in 3 years ago, 5 years ago, haven't seen any of the returns that they thought they were going to see within, you know, a year or so. And most of these projects haven't even broken ground yet.
So what happens then to somebody who has like invested their money and hasn't seen the return? Is it just strictly a case of like, I have to wait this out? Or is there any like recourse? Is there any chance of people getting their money back out of this? What happens now?
So, you know, I talked to a guy who did put about $53,000 into a project in Kelowna. And, you know, he's turned to the small claims court to try to get that money back. But, you know, really, it's yet to be seen whether he'll see any of that, right? Because, you know, the people who are investing do sign these lengthy agreements that lay out, you know, this is really risky. There's actually a form you have to sign that says right across the top, warning, this is a risky investment. You could lose everything. So, you know, it depends on whether there's actually anything misleading in the documentation, whether, you know, these companies have broken any rules. And that part's yet to be decided. So there's a couple of lawsuits going on right now. I've also learned that it looks like the BC Securities Commission is investigating. We don't know what's going to come out of that. That's all yet to be decided. I did talk to the CEO of this company, and he said, yes, we have a lot of really, really angry investors who are unhappy that they haven't gotten their money back. And he says he's trying to figure out a way to repay them, but that hasn't happened yet either. So they're kind of, you know, at the moment, out of luck.
This idea of, you know, buying into a pre-construction development, you know, a condo, is not inherently a scam, but it feels like that has been taken advantage of here. How do you differentiate between the two? Like, at what point does this become a scam or just a project that's delayed?
Well, you know, I'm not calling this a scam at all, you know, but I think that, you know, the advice that I'm hearing from the legal experts, and, you know, I did have one law professor at UBC read through these agreements, and he said, you know, everything seems above board. I wouldn't call this a scam. I would call this a bad investment. Mm. So it's really, you know, if you are presented with an investment that sounds too good to be true, that's saying, you know, we are giving you these huge returns every year, that's a red flag. Anytime you see any guarantee of investment, you know, I've heard that from every security expert I've talked to. You really want to do your due diligence, read through every page of all these disclosures to see what they're actually saying. When they say 15% returns, what does that actually mean? And if you don't understand it, maybe walk away.
That's Bethany Lindsay. She is a reporter with the Investigative Journalism Foundation. And Simi, there is no such thing as easy money, even in Vancouver real estate.
We can say that over and over again, Scott, but I think the temptation is just so great for people. And they see other people making tons of money and they think, well, why can't I do that?
Well, the other thing to remember is all of those people probably have $1 million mortgage.
That's true, too. That is true. Scott, thank you for that.
Yeah,
yeah, it
welcome.
Is complicated.
You're welcome.
All right, that is our Scott Shots. If you want to weigh in, simi@cknw.com.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.